We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. A radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Elliott Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We want to thank everyone, starting with the fact that we are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, of course, through the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We want to thank them for that. We want to thank Connor O'Donnell, our video man who gets us on Twitch. We got to see our buddy Ross Tucker on Twitch. What a fun and wonderful thing to actually look at other humans. I didn't know one could do that, so that's glorious. I want to apologize personally to Ray because he asked me a question earlier and I said, "What's that, honey?" because I'm so used to not paying attention to what people say. So Ray,
call Ray honey.
I might dear. Say that to one of my kids or my wife and I apologize because you're neither. Although We're like brothers.
Honey. It's okay, sugar.
Okay. I want to thank you most of all. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday and all week.
Yes, a fun week. And thanks to our executive producer. He, of course, Dustin William Rhodes.
I can't want to be in Chicago more than they want to have me in Chicago.
And Ray, bless you, kind sir, and I apologize again.
I personally feel like I can fit into 97% of schemes.
And is Jordan Malley, he helped in the studio today?
Yes, Jordan.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan.
Thank
Every quarterback dear. Leads in different ways. I was around a guy with Alex Smith who was that happy medium where he wasn't a yeller and screamer at the guys, but he wasn't quiet. He was right down the middle.
And now we get a chance to talk to our dear friends and compadres. It's Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Dan.
Good morning. There's nothing wrong with calling Ray honey. That's okay. It's just that just shows how comfortable you are around him, how important he is to you, and how endearing he is. It's not the same as like ending a work call with love you, bye.
I have done that far too often, sadly. Yeah. The worst is if it's like, you know, you're talking to somebody not relate, just some stranger kind of, can you help with this housing question? Okay, thank you, love you. And then you hang up the phone and you're like, oh,
right.
God.
So I like my landscaper, but I don't know.
Not like that.
Right. Bring the cheese pizza tonight because it's Lent. Love you.
Love you.
Oh man!
I did. I
really
gave Ray
in trouble
honey.
By sending text to the wrong person too. When
That's
you think it.
It
might be sending a text to your wife, and it's not your wife, and it's
Wow. Well, that's a little different.
Yeah. Well, not that kind of text, Dan.
What is it, like the eggplant peach emoji? Like, wait a
no.
What the hell?
You know, come on, come on now. How are you guys doing this morning?
Off the rails now, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Got us in trouble. I apologize. How many times can I apologize? My God.
This is all because you really, you know, love and appreciate Ray. That's really where this started.
I just didn't want – I mean, I just wanted to address it publicly. I did indeed call Ray honey, and I apologize. What was that?
I think I've probably done it too.
Oh God.
You know, I'm worried about something because I look at like the 10-day weather forecast and I have this thing where I have a snow shovel outside our back door and a snow shovel sort of leaning up on our front porch.
Yes.
And they're still there.
Yeah. Don't move it. Don't move
okay.
It.
Okay. So you're with no. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Because you know, I'm not a. I don't believe in superstitions. I don't believe in the no hitter jinx. And by the way, very happy to hear that Boogschamp is like, yeah, if a guy's got a no hitter going, I say he has a no hitter going because everybody's stupid in that regard. But yet, I think the moment I bring those shovels in and put them in the closet or I put them in the garage, we're in for it.
Keep them there, April at least until
mid-July.
At least April.
That's when we're clear.
Mid July.
The April
Molly keeps hands
out.
Next to the grill.
The April fake out snow is like,
oh yeah,
the slap you in the face snow.
Yeah, yeah, you're not done yet. That snow, I hate it. I got to tell you, it's one of these things. I do believe that you can jinx the weather by moving your shovel, and I personally like to take the lights down from Christmas, but when I see someone that doesn't do it, I think, yeah, they got Christmas spirit. I don't get upset about it at all.
Have you ever seen the meme that floats around calling it the 11 seasons of Chicago, which I thought was pretty funny? It's winter, fool spring, which I think we're in right
now. That's good.
Second winter, spring of deception, third winter, mud season, actual spring, summer, false fall, second summer, which lasts a week, and then actual fall. I can't disagree with this.
That's clever. Well done.
What is? I always thought it was two seasons. I thought it was, what is it? It's winter and construction? Isn't that the...
Yeah, dibs and construction, right.
Yeah.
What is etiquette, though, in the neighborhood if you do have the neighbor that maybe you know a little bit that has the Christmas lights still on? At what point do you say, okay, you know, it's warm enough. Get the ladder out. Come on now. It's March, really.
I mean, you sort of have a sternly worded letter from the homeowners association where you do it passive aggressively, where you don't do it yourself. You make sure that there's some official body that is following proper protocols.
That's not a bad idea.
4th of July. When you put the flag up, you should have those lights down. I always aim for 4th of July. Ours were, I take mine off immediately because I'm told to by my wife. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother with it.
Or Ray.
That's a rule on everything. Or Ray. Yeah, whoever it is.
Hey, why do you do something? Because I was told to by my wife. You've chosen a good life for yourself.
Listen, Dan, you know, that's pretty good advice, though. That's a pretty sound way to live.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know how much of a relief it is? I'm sure it's horrible for her that I have basically just given up on life. Like, what do I do? Do I go over here now? Should I sit down? Do I
it's watch? The best. It's so liberating.
It is.
It's so.
I have conceded all power over every decision.
Exactly. Okay? Why would I bother?
You know, there's a time and a place. If asked, to say, "What do you think about this?" You give it a bit, but it's like it's so much better, and everybody's so much happier if you just default to being told what to wear and where to go and what to do and when.
So, because I believe in autonomy, is this why I'm single? Something else doesn't jive.
Yeah, see. You're onto something.
It feels
apparently
autonomous.
Not.
It's like being in the Matrix.
Well,
it's like it's sort of like being one of those like battery machines plugged into the Matrix. It's just sort of takes so many things off the table. Once you surrender that level of agency, it's incredibly liberating.
There's three things for me. It's do this, do that, don't do that. That, those are the three things that kind of control me in the world. And
not
I, and
necessarily
I need
in that order either.
No, there's a lot of don't do that.
Right. Yeah, don't do that. No, not again.
You guys have got to get on this Reddit AITA situation because you guys will have a good laugh here and there. You know about that?
What is AITA?
AITA is an acronym for Am I the Blank.
Okay.
Oh.
Euphemism for jerk.
Yes.
And some of the husband comments and how they talk to their wives, you all will be appalled.
Oh,
how they talk to their wives like disrespectfully?
Listen. Well, how they like talk about them or like they're like, am I the blank for doing this? And it's like, dude,
that's That's the way to talk about the CEO. No.
My wife is seriously smarter than me. She's a significantly better person than I am. And I have no doubt that I have outkicked my coverage. And I am more than happy to acknowledge that and to kind of go along. I mean, my soccer coach gave me this advice when I was registering. We were doing the registry for the marriage. And he said, you know, okay, you don't want to do this, do you? Just it's yes, yes, no. Yes, yes, no. Just say you don't really like the third thing and move on to something else, because that makes it look like you're engaged.
I got similar advice. Yes, he said always reject the first China pattern. When you go to pick out your crystal and your fine china, which nobody does anymore. We're the last generation.
Yeah, I never did that.
Was it your soccer coach, Dan, that gave you that advice?
It wasn't.
I think everyone should get their marital advice.
Ray O'Connell goes
coaches.
Around telling yeah. people these things.
I forgot who it was. I think it was somebody in a press box, actually.
Oh, great. Sports writers.
No, seriously. Oh, it might have been like Bruce Levine or somebody who said something like that. And it was... He said, always reject the first China pattern. And they're like, what do you mean? And like, we use it once a year, maybe. Like, pre-pandemic, we have people over for a holiday dinner, and you get the nice things out, and you get the sterling silver and all that. And I don't give two craps what it is or what it looks like, and whether it's got gilded edges or whatever. But it was good advice, because it then allowed me to kind of check out for the rest of the session.
I killed on that one. I got a hold of her notes, so I knew exactly what she was looking for, and I jotted down a couple notes. I met her there, and I happened to be there first, and I was like, hey, what do you think of this China pattern? This looks kind of cool. And she was like, are you serious? I was looking at that. And by about the third one of those, she realized that I was just kind of working off.
Oh, you overplayed it.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I totally blew it. But I could have had the smoothest trip ever. Yeah,
it's all fun and games until you have a China set that you don't use and you're divorced.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh boy,
it all starts to fall apart.
It's all fun and games until the kid shows up and you're standing there like scratching your head, like, wait, there's no instructions. Like, right. How do we? Oh my God.
That's when everything, like, we were talking to Chris Rose yesterday, you know, who I've known since he was 8 years old, and he mentioned his son is 20. And I'm like, oh my God. And Chris is a year younger than I am, and his kid's a year old. I mean, Zoe's going to be 19 in a week, and it's just like, I'm thinking, right. Like, I almost have a 20-year-old kid.
Oh, it's, yeah.
What the hell? How did that happen?
David, you have it. Yeah,
he's 20. He's graduating from college in 2 months. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, when did this happen?
It's not fair. It's like all of a sudden you just, it just like, it doesn't, it feels like somebody else. Like this is like, I'm a complete imposter and was just sort of placed in someone else's life. Because I still feel like I'm 8. It doesn't work this way.
Now, Dan, don't short yourself. Our humor is at least 12 years old.
Exactly. Your adolescent humor, at least, right there, Layla, between 9 and 10.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do? What do you do with the China? You know what I mean? Like, well, I don't even know.
Come on, you keep it. If you're nostalgic in any way, you keep it. You keep it for whatever reason.
Yeah. Do you know that kitchen cabinets are at a premium in the city in 2021? No. I have moved so many times. It is the antithesis of needing extra breakable items that you don't use. I inherited a different set of china from my grandmother because my mom has like 4 sets. Thank God she doesn't live in an earthquake-prone location of the world. So, like, at one point I had like 3, and I'm like, that's it, Mom. I'm sorry. I know you want me to keep this, but I don't use it, and I should really just sell it. And I sold it to a couple who's still happily married, and they enjoy the china. Everybody won.
Oh, that's nice.
Everybody won. It's a big win.
I never know what to do. It used to be like you had to have your fine silver, and then you inherit another set of fine silver. It's like, oh, this has been in the family for so like, doing what? Tarnishing? You know, needing to be polished every few years. Because that's the thing. And when you want to use it, it's like, oh, then you got to go get Tarnex, which, like, the moment you look at it causes cancer. Like, the number of warnings on these tarnish removers are like, if you leave this open for more than 5 minutes, you'll have cancer in an hour. And it's like, and now I got to, like, put on rubber gloves and clean this stuff? And all for what? Because
I'm coming to your house to steal some spoons. That's it.
Yes.
I've decided.
I will open the door like the Capitol Police. You are absolutely welcome. You can take my lectern. You can take the nameplates. You can have your bull horns on and your fur, and you're absolutely welcome to do so.
I really want video of Molly coming over to Dan's house to borrow spoons. This is
good, you know, and storming right through the front door.
Yeah, can I tell you a secret that I don't reveal
much? But politely and cleverly.
We have two spoons in this house. I'm talking about normal spoons. Like, you go to eat yogurt, I've got like some giant serving spoon. We're down to like, how do you lose spoons? Who's taking spoons, and are they left in tea glasses somewhere?
I've looked.
Under the bed.
I have no idea.
Under the bed.
I need a metal detector just to find the bloody
spoons. Pull the
spoons.
Bed out. I mean,
how can you
pull
be
the
down
bed
to
out.
Two?
I mean, you've got
what's
got
Mulligan
a
doing?
Boy?
I'll wear shorts and wander around the hallway trying to get the metal detector going.
Look at like Nixon and San Clemente on the beach, right?
Wow.
I'll find this damn spoon if it's the last thing I do.
Hey, it was great to talk to Stoney. He seemed pretty pumped up.
He's pumped up, man. He's ready to go. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking to Hap yesterday about the additive effect of these shortened games. Maybe you decrease that sort of lag period of spring training. You know, maybe because you can get in the office, get out of the office, you're not spending way too much time, but maybe you're just, everybody is able to keep their mental energy a little bit when you're not draining it with 9-inning, 4.5-hour games.
Maybe, but Dan, I think part of it too, this isn't maybe all of Stoney, but I think part of it too, everyone's anticipation is going to be heightened this year because last year was just weird. It was shortened. Yeah. We were distracted. There were so many other things going on, and there's still to some degree a lot of that same stuff still going on, but there's going to be fans back. It's going to be a full season. There's a lot more reason to feel like, God, I can't wait to get to opening day.
It's true.
And they're good.
And right? They're good.
That helps. I think that's probably the biggest reason is how many dynamic players they have.
Yeah.
They're good.
Here's hoping. What have you today?
Well, we're moving some things around on the fly because of the news that just broke that Brent Seabrook has announced his retirement from hockey. So we're going to start out. We've got some great Bears sound that we're going to do. And then at 10 o'clock, Brent Seabrook's former teammate, former Blackhawk Dave Boland, is going to join us. So we are going to talk about Seabrook's legacy, his career, what that has meant for really one of the most important eras of any team in Chicago sports. We got Dave Revson of Big Ten Network previewing their weekend, talking basketball with us at 10:20. We're going to bring back Friday Fung today because this is it was just a little midway topic that turned into something else of mundane superpowers. People are going to share their we are all going to be heroes today. We're all going to be X-Men or Avengers. We're going to share our own mundane superpowers. And then at 11:20, we're talking about what's happening with Bears assistant coach Tom Herman and his ouster from the University of Texas, what's going on with the Eyes of Texas and the donors and the players. Cedric Golden of the Austin American Statesman is going to join us at 11:20.
I am most interested, Dan, in hearing how you identify the toupee. That is what
I can't tell you how. I just know.
That's your superpower?
My superpower is being able to spot a toupee. I don't care how much you pay for it. I don't care how good it is. I know.
Look at Layla's face.
I don't question it. I never pay attention to that sort of thing. I just don't, and I'm amazed that people have that skill.
My superpower is GPS. I have an inner GPS. If I've been someplace, if I've been to a town and gone to the stadium, I can go do it again. I can remember the road to wherever I have to go without having to check anything. It's weird. Once I've done it, I'm locked in.
That's awesome. And that's like a hunter-gatherer thing. Like you
that's
would
like
be
MacGyver.
No, but you've that's an actual animal adaptation, which means you would be more likely to survive. Like that's real. That means you would know where to find the food.
My daughter's in Montreal and I'm talking to her on the phone. She's at this hotel and I'm like, "Okay, if you walk down the street here, that, you know, the one store is on the left." And she's like, "How do you remember that?" And I'm just like, maybe my urban paranoia is so intense that I'm like waiting to be attacked, like you're talking about. But I can do that. It's my only superpower.
Interesting. So built-in GPS.
That's
you're always aware of your surroundings
and
potential threats.
yeah, I know where I'm going pretty much always.
And you travel a lot.
Yeah, that's,
and you have cool travel stories.
But it comes in handy because, like, literally, I can get to the stadium, the hotel, back to the airport, and it's all locked in there somehow.
And the bar,
and probably the nearest Marriott. Knowing the sports writer's history. You'll inherently know the closest Marriott.
Oh yeah, that goes without saying, Dan. Yeah. I mean,
unless
have
you're
a great show, guys.
Guy. All right, guys. Guy. Take care.
Right, have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.